This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Nearly 2 weeks into the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah militants, the Israeli military continues to warn the civilian population in southern Lebanon to evacuate. The civilian death toll in Lebanon has climbed to more than 350. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tyre in southern Lebanon.
For days, Israel has been broadcasting radio warnings in Arabic to Lebanon. It's an order for civilians to evacuate the south of the country. The message has also been printed in Arabic on leaflets and scattered across the countryside by Israeli aircraft. One leaflet says, "Because of terrorist acts against the state of Israel, which come from your villages, the Israeli army must respond to these attacks. For your security, you must leave your villages immediately," the leaflet concludes, signed the State of Israel. Here in the coastal town of Tyre, residents say they've gotten similar warnings in the form of phone calls, with a recorded message in Arabic ordering them to flee. But yesterday, on the outskirts of Tyre, Israeli aircraft bombed three carloads of Lebanese families who were all trying to do just that. Among the victims of the airstrikes was 8-month-old Mariam Sarour. She lay in a hospital bed yesterday, screaming in pain, her arm splinted, yellow iodine slathered all over the burns on her body, above and below her white diapers. Her 12-year-old brother Mahmoud sat in the hospital bed beside her, his jaw periodically trembling from shock and pain. Doctors spread thick white ointment over the bloody red burns on his face and eyes. "I want to drink," the boy called out. Moments later, he yelled, "My eyes." Doctors say the attack killed Mahmoud's father and brother. His mother stood distraught over his bed, deaf from the sound of the blast. Zainal Adin Zabad says he saw the Israeli missile strike the Sarour family's Mercedes.
"Okay, the car in front of them got hit.
Zabad was coming from the same village yesterday morning, trying to drive his wife and four children to an abandoned tourist resort in Tyre, where hundreds of refugees have been gathering and waiting for aid workers to arrange safe passage north. Zabad says moments after he sped past the Sarour family's stricken Mercedes, an explosion struck the back of his station wagon. Zabad screeched to a halt just yards from the entrance of Najim Hospital, where he later lay bruised and bandaged yesterday in a hospital bed. Outside, the burned-out wreckage of Zabad's Nissan lay on the roadside, still smoking. Zabad and several of his family members were wounded, but miraculously, no one was killed in the attack. Meanwhile, a few miles up the road, another Israeli missile went through the roof of a minivan carrying 19 members of the Shaito family, killing at least three. The victims of all three airstrikes began arriving at Najim Hospital at roughly the same time. They overwhelmed the emergency room, says hospital worker Abdelmajid Fatah. "We couldn't figure out whether the wounded were from this bombing or that one or the other one," he says, "because there were three." The Hezbollah fighters Israel is hunting are an elusive target. Outgoing Hezbollah rockets are periodically launched at Israel from orchards outside Tyre, but Hezbollah fighters in uniform are not visible within the town limits. Occasionally, militants in plain clothes appear on the streets, though, an almost invisible security presence in a half-deserted town under siege. At the mass burial last Friday of some 82 Lebanese civilians, Mohammed Kamal Abdullah accused Israel of deliberately targeting fleeing civilians.
"The soldiers of Israel say to the people in the village, leave the village."
He says his brother's family heeded Israel's warnings and fled their village in a truck. Soon after, he says, their vehicle was hit by fire from an Israeli helicopter, killing 9 men, women, and children. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tyre, Lebanon.